Hello, everybody. Welcome to Jewish Stories and More. You might hear that I'm walking as I'm saying this story. That's because I'm walking on a very special route. We call it the Baal Shem Tov's Path. Why do we call it the Baal Shem Tov's Path? It's a beautiful path through a field near a stream with some woods, and it happens to be the most beautiful way for us to walk to shul. Yeah, we could take the road. It's true. It might even be a little bit shorter to take the road or a little bit quicker. But we enjoy walking on the Baal Shem Tov's path. And we call it that because it's a perfect place to talk about the Baal Shem Tov and other tzaddikim and Torah and mitzvahs. You see, when we're walking along the road and there's cars and trucks whizzing by, it's a little bit distracting. But when we're walking in a field, we look around and we see beautiful sky above us, which Hashem created, beautiful field and woods. We hear the beautiful birds, which you might even hear in the background. We see a beautiful stream bubbling along in its course. Then it's a time and a place which is very fitting to think about holy things, about great tzaddikim, about bringing Mashiach, about what we can each do to bring Mashiach. That's the main thing. What can I do to bring Mashiach quicker? And everybody can bring Mashiach quicker, and everybody can be actually the person who brings the final geula through their thought, speech, action, even one thought, even one short sentence or word, or one good action, which brings more holiness into the world. So that's what the Baal Shem Tov's path is about. And I'd like to tell you a little story about my good friend, Rabbi Mendy Majeski. He's a friend, he's someone I look up to very much and admire. And one time, I was walking on the Baal Shem Tov's path with my children home from shul. And I said, let's go down to the stream. Or maybe one of the children said, let's go down to the stream on the way home. So we went down to the stream, and there was my friend Mendy Majeski with his children sitting by the stream. And we were sitting there, and I was listening to what Rabbi Majeski was saying. He was telling his children like this. He said, you see this bubbling stream? And actually, you might even hear, if you listen carefully, the very bubbling stream that I'm talking about in this story. I'm not sure if you can hear it. It's not bubbling that loud today. But Rabbi Mendy said to his children, and of course I was listening too, you hear that bubbling stream? That's the way a stream davens to Hashem. That's the way a stream praises Hashem. A stream doesn't speak English or Hebrew or Spanish or French. A stream speaks in stream language. And what is it saying? It's saying, there's a great creator. He created me, the stream, created you, children, or adults who are sitting next to me, the fish which live in me, the trees around us. All of this is what the stream is perhaps talking about in its own language, in its own way. And so too, every bird and every bug and every animal is really praising Hashem with the sound that it makes, or if it's an animal that doesn't really make sounds, then in the way that it lives or walks or eats or does anything. Because all these are creations which Hashem made, and therefore they all are expressions of our Creator, of Hashem, of His greatness, of His awesomeness. And so it's important for all of us to open our eyes and see the holiness in our world, to see the geula, which is coming about in our world. That is the work of Hashem, the things that Hashem are doing. Hashem is doing so many miracles all the time. As the Rebbe once said to somebody who asked, why don't we see miracles today? The Rebbe said, look at all these people. They're all earning a parnasa. They're all earning a livelihood. That's not a miracle. Sometimes the miracles are enclosed in nature, and sometimes they're not. But everything which is going on is really a miracle from Hashem, and we have the choice to do the right thing, to do another mitzvah, to do an extra mitzvah, or learn Torah, and try to learn even more Torah than we're used to. And this is what will bring the Geula. May it come speedily. Now, I always try to teach, or at least I think about trying, to teach a specific halacha or a specific idea about Mashiach and Geula, and I should actually do much better at it. But one of the ideas of Mashiach is that Mashiach is a human being. He's not an angel. He's not an idea. The Gemara discusses all possibilities, but the Gemara concludes Mashiach is a human being born from a human mother, a human father, and he will be descended from King David, David HaMelech, specifically through his son Shlomo HaMelech. King David had a lot of children, but Mashiach specifically is descended from King David, David HaMelech, through Shlomo HaMelech. Now, do we know of anybody that is descended from David HaMelech through Shlomo? The answer is yes. There are many people who are able to trace their lineage all the way back. For example, of course, all Levim and Kohanim are able to trace their lineage all the way back. And also, anybody who's descended from, for example, the Maharal of Prague. Because on his gravestone, it says that he is a direct descendant of David HaMelech. So anyone who's descended from him is descended from David HaMelech. And in fact, all the Chabad Rebbeim are descended from the Maharal of Prague. The Alter Rebbe was 7 generations after the Maharal of Prague, and of course each Rebbe after him was the next generation. So we have people today who are descended from David HaMelech. Of course, there's more that they have to do besides just being descended from David HaMelech. And that we will talk about another time, God willing. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And please see if you have a branch of the Baal Shem Tov path near your home. It might even be in the backyard, a spot where you can see the beauty of Hashem's creation, or it might be a nearby park, or it might even be just a beautiful spot where you could notice the sky. And this will help us all to think about Hashem more, and thereby to do more mitzvahs and to bring Mashiach quicker. Thank you again for joining Jewish Stories and More.